There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, here we go. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino, as always, for the next 3 hours. We're going to get right into what happened last night. Yes, we have a very busy show coming up with a ton of great guests. You can follow me on Twitter at Mitch Moss Radio if you want to see the entire rundown today. That game had everything last night, Pauly. Had everything. And here's when, you know, like when you go to a really good dinner and a sit down, and when you're done, you don't even know what the highlight was. That's when you know you had an awesome dinner. I don't even know what the biggest talking point of the game was last night. There were like 10 things. If you wanted to just rattle them all off on what happened, the roughing the passer is going to be talked about again because it was on Monday Night Football for the entire week. They have to do something about this. The Raiders going for two. Devontae Adams at the end of the game pushing over the cameraman in case you missed that. It was total bedlam last night. The same game parlays, which we'll touch on coming up here in about 15 minutes. Some of the crazy prices that cashed over the board last night as well. Just an astonishing football game with huge circumstances. And now the Chiefs have to turn around and play the Bills coming up on Sunday.
And it's, I know it's a different time, but a somewhat controversial statement by an announcer, too, with Aikman. And hot water as well. So I hope that doesn't happen. I was offended by the roughing the passer call as we went off yesterday on what happened in the Atlanta game. But I was also equally pissed off with then the game became the NBA. And it was all, okay, like hockey. Oh, we called one on you that was egregious. Now, then they wouldn't call a penalty on the Chiefs. And they were. How about the guy's voice cracking like he hit puberty?
I think we had six straight after the roughing the passer on Chris Jones. Six straight after that went on the Raiders.
Yes. Then the ref gets on the mic. Sheffer's about no block in the back. His voice is cracking because he doesn't want to call a penalty on Kansas City because he's shook. So you have, 17-point blown lead. Kelce goes off for four touchdowns, fantasy implications. How about the defensive holding on a field goal? Enormous play, fourth and 14.
So of all the rules that we have to change in the NFL, right, we have to. We have to change the roughing the passer. This is quite obvious at this point. We have to change pass interference, in my opinion. I doubt they ever will. That's an automatic first down. You could barely pick it up. And I had to watch the replay. I'm like, okay, was he holding? Quite possibly. But you go from a fourth and 14 to an automatic first down? How did they come up with this crap? On a missed field goal? That's terrible.
Yeah.
Awful. That cannot be.
No. It's a huge penalty.
Yes, it is.
Huge. Game changer. Cannot happen. Totally agree with you. I hated the call, period.
So did I.
I hated the call, period. But it's just like, stay out of the way.
Oh.
All these guys. I don't care what sport it is, but stay out of the way. You're killing our game here. What the league has
done.
Oh,
yes.
And everyone, and Brady, for whatever reason, took a lot of abuse on Sunday. Because it's Tom Brady. The stupid body weight sack is because of Aaron Rodgers and what happened in Minnesota, which they're trying. It's a physical, violent game. You are trying to take the violence out of football. I got news for you. Impossible. Can't be done. As I told you before the show, it's like what happened in baseball with the Blue Jays. Well, there was a collision between the shortstop and the center fielder on a fly ball. Sorry, you can't hit fly balls anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these defensive guys have just got to be like, what am I going to do here? I'm playing football. I can't. Jones actually strips the ball from Carr. He has the ball, and he's bracing himself so he doesn't land on him, and they still throw the flag.
Right, roughing the passer on a strip sack when the quarterback doesn't have the ball anymore, and the ball is taken out of his hands when the quarterback is still completely upright. He stripped him immediately. And then again, the NFL has failed on this so from the jump, right? They never once considered, hey, you're 6'4", 312 pounds. There's a thing called physics. The only way Jones can tackle him when he's coming at him like that is exactly what happened last night in the game.
Like Atlanta. How am I supposed to bring Brady to the ground? And unless we do something about this, we're going to have Vince Young again, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, YouTube the play, Giants, Titans, years ago, Vince Young, where someone's going to be so scared, they're going to have a quarterback wrapped up, but they're so afraid of a penalty about it. What do I do now? I have him. Do I throw him down? And they're going to let him go. And they're not going to blow the play dead, right. And everyone's going to stop. And a quarterback's going to throw a touchdown.
Yeah. Take off. Yep.
It's going to happen in a playoff game.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to look around, and everyone's going to be like, okay, well, see, you did this. This is what the sport's become.
The Grady Jackson thing on Brady again on Sunday, he's politely throwing him to the ground. And I got news for you. From last night, when they showed the replay, what happened to Mahomes near the goal line?
Bingo.
He was thrown to the ground harder than what Brady was the day before. No discussion whatsoever. Notice. So do I think that was a roughing the passer? Of course not. But they're making this up game by game and play by play. Like, we have no clue what to expect with these calls. And then Aikman last, if you missed it, this is what he said. I rewound the TV three times to make sure. I'm like, did I catch that right?
Yeah.
Did he say that? He said at the next competition committee meetings, they have to address this and they have to take their dresses off. That's what he said. And I know that pissed off some people, but it also won over a lot of people. They're like, thank you for finally saying something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's flag football. But that's the other thing. Injuries are going to happen. You can't go low on a quarterback. Brady injury.
Yep.
You can't drive him, body weight sack, drive him into the ground. Rodgers injury.
Yep.
Yeah, and now this happens here. I mean, guys are going to get hurt. I got news for you. There's going to be a key injury Sunday, too. It's going to happen.
You can't go high.
No.
Because guys have tapped quarterbacks in the helmet like this.
Can't do that either. I know.
You also can't get them from behind because you're going to be, you said the horse collar already. There's like four things then. So what do you do?
Jesus. Again, we come in and we could do 3 hours on one game. Now, how about the 2-point conversion shenanigans now, too, here? I mean, before, the other thing, the analytics and the strategy and all this stuff. And I know you can't just say, like those bozos on CBS, every time they just point out when it doesn't work.
Right.
And then they never say when it does work. But I know you got a couple good tweets you had last night. Nothing's 100%. I want to see what play you're going to run to.
Right.
Oh, you have to go for it every single time. Okay, the 4th-and-1 play was beautiful. Because there's the threat of a run with Jacobs. And that's why Adams is wide open, as opposed to the Chargers going shotgun. Okay? But then you have 4th-and-1, and you kick a long field goal. And you can't, Kansas City can't stop the run.
And then
you go 3rd-and-1 pass, 4th-and-1 pass with the game on the line.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so they did all that, and then they go for it for the 2-point conversion, but that's going to be a run as well. And Jacobs is gashing the entire defense he was running like a madman last night. Couldn't tackle him.
Yeah.
But they elect to kick the long field goal and then not kick the extra point with 4.5 minutes to play, which, by the way, if there's 10 seconds left in the game, go for the win. I'm all for it.
I thought Joe Buck was all over that. I totally agree with him. Well, there's still 4 minutes left.
Sure.
You're going to have to stop him.
You got to stop him either way.
Yes.
Okay, and then here's the way I was looking at it. Do you trust the Chiefs kicking situation right now?
Hello.
How can you for 1 second?
Good call.
Meanwhile, the Raiders, if they do get a stop, who do they have? Like, he's Justin Tucker light. Carlson was automatic from like 65 last night.
Oh, it's
everything
been that way.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, well, it's been that way. Sure.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
I can go to war with that guy. Sure. How about Kansas City going for 2? Well, you go up 9. They weren't stopping.
But
him
I also think that's like, do we trust the kicker again?
That's true.
I had no problem with
that's
him going
right.
for two.
That's the I don't like you going for two crowd, but you're just assuming I'm making the extra point.
Exactly.
I watch this stuff every Sunday and with the issues that the kid had, that Wright had. And then I was surprised Kansas City punted 4th-and-3.
So it was, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because on 3rd-and-3, they went, that was kind of like a semi-deep pass, yeah? And then
yeah,
they're like,
was.
No, that's it. Automatically off the field, guys, we're going to punt. Like, wait a second here. Yeah. I don't think punting is the right decision.
Here's my takeaway. That team's 1-4. They've blown 2 17-point leads already.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Get a stop. Do something defensively.
Sick.
You have Crosby, too. How about this tweet? Everything. The game had everything. They had a 150-yard rusher. Adams had 100 yards. They didn't turn the ball over. They didn't have more than two punts. They're the first team in history to do all of those things in a game and lose.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's the Raiders, right? That would qualify for like three teams, the Raiders, Jets, and the Lions. That's pretty much it. Maybe the Chargers, I guess. Just astonishing to watch it. And by the way, how many times did they take a deep shot to Adams? Was it twice?
Yeah, in a Randy Moss game.
Both times resulted in a touchdown.
What do you have, guys? 3 for 150? Yeah, you had Randy Moss game.
So you don't want to take another chance on him going deep again in the game whatsoever? There's nothing there? Oh, we never. All right, this is, here you go. Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels after the game talking about the two-point attempt.
Just, you know, felt like in that situation, you know, they had kind of had a lot of momentum offensively, obviously, in the second half. And just, you know, we had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there. And, you know, and then maybe put a little extra pressure on them when they had the ball. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Just trying to be aggressive, trying to win the game. And I know it was 4.5 or whatever the time was, but just, you know, our team felt good about it and just, you know, felt like that was the right call at the right time.
Team loved it. Derek Carr loved it. Right after he was done talking, Derek Carr chimes in. I loved it. Go, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
I
but mean, pick a street.
That's the thing, right? There's no consistency last
night. No, he's all over the place.
Huh?
4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, pass, barn, pass. Do something. I mean, they can't stop the run. He is now, hello, Denver, we love you. He is now 6-and-21 his last 27 games as a head coach at McDaniels. 6-and-21. Made the playoffs last year. Gruden mess, controversy, left and right, distraction. 1-and-4.
You know, how long is his, I'm not going to say that he should be fired after 1 year, but that's already, that's been going on now for like 3 weeks here locally. How many coaches inherit a 10-win playoff team, and it turns into potentially what we have going on right now with the Raiders?
You look at the schedule, they might be favored in 5-6 of their next seven
games.
It's certainly right there, but to your point, they better get it turned around and get it. I mean, again, get a stop. I know it's Mahomes, but come on, I got people texting me. How about Crosby, defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
What is he, 25-1, 30-1, and they still can't get a stop?
Yep, that's it. That's the one guy that really jumps off the TV when you're watching him play every single week. Lace up your skates with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts this hockey season. The action will start right at puck drop on Tuesday night with our Tuesday first goal insurance promotion. Check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app every Tuesday and place a first goal score wager on any game. It is a whole new game. So is every primetime game going to be like this for the rest of the year? Where we come in the next day, he's like, yeah, there's three hours right there.
I'm holding my breath about Thursday. But I know. It's been a hell of a run, though. I know.
Thursday's going to be 31-28, and it's going to be spectacular.
Watch that
happen. We'll recap more of the betting action from last night with Win Some, Lose Some last night. Some huge tickets came in for that game. Paulie has the details coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
What more do you want? What more do you need? Monday Night Football into baseball playoffs. Hockey gets underway. NBA in a week. Lace up your skates with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts this hockey season. Tuesday, first goal insurance promotion every Tuesday night. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
College football here. Paul Stone joins the program now. Professional sports bettor, college football handicapper, and frequent contributor to VSiN. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. That's also the name of his podcast. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with this. What do you make? First of all, do you think Bryce Young is going to play for Alabama against Tennessee? And then what do you make that number with and without him?
Yeah, first of all, you know, I'll say this line, in my opinion, was absolutely made with a strong belief that Bryce Young's going to play Saturday afternoon in Knoxville. And while, you know, you're dealing with an AC joint sprain, it could go either way. But I'm in agreement with that assessment. I think he's going to play. You know, I made the line thinking Young will play Alabama minus six. I think if you were making that line under the assumption that he wasn't going to play, I'd make it Alabama minus one. You know, it's going to be a raucous environment there this weekend at Neyland. Really looking forward to this game. Not as big of a question as Young's availability, but Tennessee could get star receiver Cedric Tillman back, who's been battling a high ankle sprain. So that would boost a Tennessee offense that's really been very good, even without him. So that's a great game coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Can't wait. So that tells me then that your power rating on Tennessee at this point is basically to the moon, like everybody else's, I would imagine. And this can be based on your power rating. This could be based on resume. It could be based on eye test, maybe a combination of all of it. I think there are a lot of candidates to potentially be the fourth best team in the country at the end of the season. Who do you think right now, Paul, that team is?
Well, first of all, you know, I've got Ohio State 1, Alabama with Bryce Young 2, and then Georgia 3rd, like most people. And I think the contenders for that four spot, Mitch, you got to look at Clemson, Michigan, Southern Cal. You mentioned Tennessee. They're actually in the mix. You know, they've lost two games, but I'll say this. Jeff Sagan and Sonny Moore, they're a pair of power-ranking guys who I have used historically kind of for comparison purposes. They both have Texas number 4 this week.
Wow, really?
Quinn Ewers at quarterback.
Well, he's awesome.
He's great.
Top 10. You know, you look at Texas with Quinn Ewers, the 9 quarters he's played this year, they average 4.5 points per drive. Against a weaker schedule, Ohio State's Heisman Trophy probable winner, C.J. Stroud, the Buckeyes have averaged 4.49 points.
Wow.
So, you know, Texas is really good. I don't think they're not deserving of the fourth spot, though. I think they're around 10 right now at full strength. That's a developing football team. But to answer your question, I got to settle on Clemson. You know, they're a team that they defeated two top 30 teams already. They won at Wake Forest in a shootout. With that defense, I believe they could also win a rock fight. Their quarterback's improved. Their defense is really very good, but I still think they can get better, especially in the back and the secondary. So it's really close among the schools I mentioned. Tennessee, certainly a viable contender, but I still have Clemson, as I have all season, number four in the power ranking.
Isn't that line too low? Isn't it too much respect for Florida State Saturday?
You know, I believe it is. I had it a little bit higher. I think I made it 5.5. I don't have my numbers right in front of me, but I think I made it a tick under 6. And, game day is going to be there, I believe, so that's going to add some energy. It's a night game. Always a little tricky when you're playing on the road as the favorite. But, you know, Florida State's had some injuries and coming off a really difficult loss, a game that they had won. You got to, wonder if there's going to be some residual effects from that defeat. And Clemson's just kind of a confident football team right now. So, that was my thought as well, Paulie. I think it's a little bit low.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So then a couple of things here as we stick in the Big 12 anyway with Oklahoma. That number, the opening number here at Circa against Kansas this weekend, it kind of tells us, right, that Gabriel has to be playing because current form, the backup quarterback there, I can't imagine Oklahoma would ever be favored by 9 points without Gabriel against Kansas this week. So what do you make their power rating with and without him at quarterback?
You know, it's just incredible the drop off that Oklahoma's had. You know, from Dylan Gabriel to their backup quarterback Davis Bevel. You know, going into this year, they had averaged at least 39 points per game for 7 straight seasons. Since Gabriel went out, in the 21 full drives since he was injured against TCU, the Sooners have scored a total of 7 points. And on the 104 plays without Gabriel, only 339 yards, 3.26 yards per play. Ugh. But that offense is anemic. I mean, an offense that's been one of the very best in college football has fallen off that much. I think it sounds crazy, but I think it's about a 10-point drop-off in power ranking. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're just not able to move the ball. So just incredible that they're kind of in the state they are. But, I said it in the preseason that Oklahoma lost many of their best players who went west with Lincoln Riley to Southern Cal and to other locales as well. I believe Brent Venables said they had 40 new players on the roster this season. And the players that they added, they weren't the cream of the crop out of the transfer portal. They were mostly just guys, filling roster spots. And if you look at that roster, how many, besides maybe Gabriel, who's a pretty good Division I quarterback, how many all-star standout players are on that Sooners roster? So the mighty have really fallen, and Oklahoma does have a great recruiting class that they're going to sign in December if everything stays together, but that's not going to help them for some time. So lean times in Norman right now for the Sooners.
A couple minutes left, Paul. How long do you like to ride the new coach angle? You saw what happened. It paid dividends right away with Georgia Tech and Wisconsin. Something you want to play until a team has a bad game, or how do you look at that when a new guy takes over after someone's fired?
I think you get an emotional surge for a game or two. I don't think it goes on for too long. Looking at Jim Leonard and Wisconsin this past weekend, I mean, it was nice to go into Evanston and decisively beat Northwestern, but I don't put too much stock in that. Since Northwestern defeated Nebraska in Dublin in week 0, Northwestern 0-5, they've lost to FCS Southern Illinois since then, so not a very good football team. So I don't put a ton of stock in that. I think at some point, you got the same players, you got the same quarterback, you got the same limitations, and it comes back to process and execution probably after a couple of games.
Okay, so then how about a look at a bet or two that you like this weekend? And it is, again, you know this Texas program really well. Against Iowa State this weekend, total is 49. What do you want to do with this number?
You know, looking at Iowa State, first of all, their offense clearly has struggled this season, and that puts it mildly. They've scored 11 points or fewer, have the Cyclones, in three of their five games this year against FBS competition. Iowa State ranks 109th in yards per play, only 4.6 yards per play. Their quarterback, Hunter Deckers, already been sacked 14 times this year. Texas defensive line really getting after the quarterback the last couple of games. But for all of Iowa State's offensive woes, the Cyclones, in my opinion anyway, they still have a top 15 caliber defense. And that defense is led by defensive end Will McDonald, who now has 32.5 sacks on his career, one of the very best defensive ends in all of college football. I think he's going to get acquainted with Mr. Ewers a couple of times on Saturday. Texas gives up only 4.4 yards per play defensively to rank 11th nationally. Iowa State only gives up 4.5 yards per play, rather, defensively, ranks 15th nationally. Iowa State 9th in total defense. I think the Cyclones have to slow this game down, run the football, try to win the turnover battle, just turn it into an ugly football game. I think the total goes under 49 Saturday in Austin.
Very good. We have like 30 seconds left here. Anything else that jumps off the page to you today?
You know, you might take a unit and maybe split it between a couple of underdogs that are both getting 7 points, Penn State plus 7 at Michigan. Neither team really played a tough schedule to this point. I like Penn State's young running backs. And then we talked about Kansas. I like them plus 7 at Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's in a tough spot. I do think Gabriel plays on Saturday, but I think Kansas has the roster and the tools to keep this one close there in Norman on Saturday.
Very good. Excellent numbers and analysis today, Paul. And good luck with the bets this week. And follow him on Twitter again, at Paul Stone Sports. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Thank you.
And again, the Paul Stone Sports podcast as well, wherever you get and listen to your podcast. That is something on Texas. With the yards per drive, they're averaging more with Ewers than Ohio State is.
Kid's awesome.
Wow. Should have beat Alabama.
They should have. Yes.
Gave
if he doesn't
game
get
away.
Hurt and the officiating. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. All right. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Up next, one NFL coach says he doesn't care about trends. We'll play the audio coming up next.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. The NBA's ready to tip off. Now's the time to grab your VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. Season prep on every team. Jonathan Von Tobel. The kid's overslept. He's working so hard. Strategy and advice, predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, player awards, five betting tips for beginning NBA bettors. Give yourself an edge this season. Get the VSiN NBA betting guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today. VSiN.com/subscribe. Here comes the NBA.
Yeah. Coming up this hour, by the way, in 30 minutes, Jared Karabas is going to be on the show from DraftKings. Can't wait. First time here that he's going to make an appearance with us on Follow the Money. We'll talk some Major League Baseball playoffs with him. Here we go to begin this hour. Adam Chernoff, the great Adam Chernoff, excellent on the NFL, handicapper, analyst, better. Joins the program now. The name of his podcast is A Simple Handicap. Good morning, pal. I teased this before the break that you're going to name a couple of teams here that, in your opinion, are about to fall off a cliff. Let's have it, pal. Who are they?
Start with Washington. We've kind of been hinting at it for a couple of weeks, but yesterday, I think that was the dagger that brings this whole thing down. Ron Rivera sitting at a press conference, and the reporter asks him, what do you think is the reason that the other teams in the NFC East are jumping on top of you and they're ahead of you in the standings? He paused for about half of a second. No hesitation. Quarterback. One word answer. Completely buries Carson Wentz, which is important here because he was the guy that picked Wentz to come and lead this offense. And so we're 5 weeks into the season. The defense doesn't want to play for Jack Del Rio. And now how do you go forward as Carson Wentz when your head coach is burying you in a press conference? So number one, Washington Commanders, this is getting ugly for them after four straight losses.
Okay, we missed one Sunday, at least we did here. It was Belichick against Dan Campbell. I don't know what I was thinking there. And we saw the result. So now Dan Campbell is 4-17. You can't make this up. They didn't watch film yesterday. They all met with a psychologist. That's a true story.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm cracking up because it's just one thing after another with this guy. And there's so many people out there that are Lions fans that go, look at how hard this team is playing. Boy, they're just always fighting for their head coach. And they watched Hard Knocks and they're excited. But like you mentioned, this is a Lions team. They don't win. They're constantly trailing. They don't build leads. They don't get ahead. This is just a bad football team. And now we're at the point where we're into week six. You have Dan Campbell, and it's this rah-rah attitude. He says ridiculous stuff day after day after day. That doesn't work forever, especially when you're losing at the rate that the Detroit Lions are losing. It's a great thing when you have a young team and you're just starting and you're getting results. When you keep losing like this, it gets old very, very quickly. And you can start to see now, even with a couple of injuries on offense, that's falling apart. The defense isn't even close this year. This is a bad Lions team that is only getting worse.
Okay, one more, and you think it's coming very soon, maybe this week, because they're an exciting team, Adam. They play in high-scoring games. I'm talking about the Seahawks here. Geno Smith, what a comeback story this is for him, playing great football right now. But also, they lost Rashad Penny. He's out. They're going to have to now rely on the rookie from Michigan State, Kenneth Walker. You think the Seahawks are about to go really south?
Yeah, defensively, there's nobody worse in the NFL than what Seattle is doing. Teams are walking up and down the field on them every single drive. They've forced, on drives this season, 7% of them, the Seahawks have forced a punt. 7%, the worst mark in the NFL. And now, like you said, you lose your best running back, so there's a piece missing from the offense. And it's really just been Geno Smith and his two receivers taking advantage of really weak opponents so far to date. And that defense, my goodness, you look at some of the teams that they've played, which we'll get into in a second, they've played nobody for a majority of their games. And this is just as bad of a defense that there could be. And that's really where Pete has been great over the last few years. But this is a team that I think it's just that really exciting team that starts the season really hot and everyone gets up in arms about how well they're doing. And then we just see them completely fall off a cliff. So I'm putting the Seahawks pretty firmly in that category as well through 5 weeks.
Very good. So that's Detroit, Seattle, and Washington. Should we keep an eye on what develops and happening in Denver? It appears they don't like Wilson. And how about Hamler, a young wide receiver, throwing him under the bus? I was wide open. I could have walked in on the Thursday night game.
You're not seeing any other receiver, for the most part in the league, doing what Hamler did on Thursday night in the middle of the field where everybody could see it after Wilson missed him wide open walking into the end zone. It was helmet off, two hands, full overhead, slamming on the ground, yelling back at Wilson. You have to wonder when you see these mic'd up clips and these sort of videos that are taken from the sideline of Wilson. I mean, he's just a goofy guy at this point, but he's on the sideline. Nobody's responding to what he's doing, and he's in everybody's face. You just get the feeling from how it's being handled and how he's been performing, or the lack thereof, that this is kind of fragile at the moment. And you add in the shoulder injury now to him that's keeping him limited in practice. Hard to see where this goes, but this is a team that, like, in the first 3 weeks of the season, there were signs where you were saying, like, okay, this offense can work. They're doing decent things down to red zone luck. That's what's causing them trouble. If they can just figure out things in the red zone, they're still getting into the red zone. They're not scoring either. But now that down-to-down efficiency is going away. So this offense is going the wrong direction in a hurry. Really concerned about things there, too, in Denver. Not putting them in the off-the-cliff category yet, but you wonder if sort of the guys are failing to rally around Wilson just because of how he is in the sidelines and behind the scenes.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest. His podcast is called The Simple Handicap. Okay, so then Atlanta's 5-0 ATS. Dare I say, though, it could get a little sideways here coming up. I mean, get the 49ers this weekend. But also, is it possible that like a 10-year vet at running back, Cordarrelle Patterson, is the most meaningful player to the team?
he's been incredibly important so far out of the backfield as a receiver. He does a lot to this offense. Now you have Kyle Pitts injured. We'll see what the extent of that is. He wasn't being utilized in the best way possible either. As you mentioned, schedule gets a lot more difficult coming forward. I think Patterson being out now for an extended period of time changes that offense. We saw Mariota have his worst game of the season a week ago. They're close. They're right on that fringe. Again, this was a 5-win team coming into the regular season, and they had a win against the Seahawks, win against the Browns. They snuck out, and that really flipped what we sort of viewed this team as. And now, like, with everything kind of switching now schedule-wise, a little bit hesitant to treat the Falcons like they were being treated at the end of September.
Okay, we're going to get a couple of bets that Adam likes for this week coming up in about 5-6 minutes. But let's flip it now and go from teams that scare you to teams that you're getting a little bit higher on at this point of the season. We mentioned the Commanders and how much trouble they're in. They play the Bears in Chicago on Thursday night. I'm actually pretty excited for this game. But do you think there's some underlying stuff here going on with the Bears that you can find and say, you know what, there are some positives happening right now with the Bears?
It's a stretch. And I mean, we're really stretching here. But when I'm watching these other teams and then I'm watching the Bears, there's not a lot of good football going on. Like we talked about those three teams falling off of a cliff. From a quarterback perspective that may be unrealized within the betting market, of these guys that we've gone through and mentioned, I think Fields is probably the most appealing to bet on. And when I'm saying there's maybe a little bit of good here, I'm saying that, like, maybe the Bears are 19th or 20th on offense if everything goes right. I'm not trying to make a case that this is a really good team. That's not where I'm going here. But to start the season, the Chicago Bears had back-to-back weather games against very difficult opponents that went a long way to sort of suppressing what the offense could have done. And it really skewed their play calling from pass to run. And the only game this whole season, there's been two of them, if we're going to be specific, where the Bears have really stepped down in class against the defensive opponent. They were able to move the football very well against the Houston Texans. And then they were able to do the same thing against the Giants. But there was a lot of red zone variance that went against them that prevented them from getting onto the scoreboard. But the numbers weren't that bad. And so this week on Thursday, they get a Commanders team, which will be a defense that's in that same class as Houston and the Giants. The problem is, though, is there's expected to be a lot of wind around this game, which is why we're seeing the total drop. And so while these other teams that we mentioned that were performing really well out of the gate, the surprise teams that are now falling off of a cliff, the Bears have kind of had the bad luck of it from the schedule, from the weather, from the opposing defenses that they have faced. And they had some bad red zone luck working against them too. So I think from a market perspective, and again, people don't have to come on tweet saying, like, you said the Bears were going to be a really good game. That's not where I'm going here. The Bears are a bad football team. But relative to how they are within the betting market, I think of these really bad teams that we're comfortable about right now, the Bears may be a decent bet at the times the next couple weeks just because of how their early season games went and how their offense was suppressed in some of those spots.
That's totally fair. We have like 30 seconds left in this segment. So who is the worst team in football right now? Do you think it's Seattle? Is it Carolina? Who do you have?
Right now, we flip-flopping every week, but right now with the coaching situation, with the QB situation now with Mayfield out, and you're looking at Carolina having to probably go with PJ Walker because Darnold's not healthy. I think the market's telling us here the Panthers are the worst team at the moment, as they're getting 11.5 right now on the road at the Rams. That is all ugly for Carolina, both sides of the football.
Hang tight. Adam Chernoff is going to stick around for one more segment. He'll tell you about two more teams that he's high on, or one team that has not peaked yet, and two bets that he likes as of this morning in the NFL for Week 6 coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace it up. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts this hockey season. The action will start tonight. Drop the puck on Tuesday nights with the first goal insurance promotion. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app every Tuesday at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
Today is so good. Four games in Major League Baseball. And Jared Karabas joins the program, the Baseball is Dead podcast with DraftKings. First appearance ever on this show. Good morning, pal. How are you today?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing really well. Really well. Let's begin with this. As Gerrit Cole takes the mound for the Yankees, Paulie here said, not a true ace, said that about Cole yesterday. Where is your level of confidence with him being, though, the ace by default with the Yankees tonight in Game 1 and also for the however long they're going to be in the playoffs?
I think that that's a fair argument to make with the Yankees. Like, that's the dividing line. Not a true ace with the Yankees. You look at the postseason numbers from before that, pretty good. But then you look at what he's done as a New York Yankee, including the 2020 postseason, last year's wild card game, four starts. He's given up six homers. I don't know how nerdy you want to get, but the fielding independent pitching is almost five, which means, you know, his ERA is about four, but the FIP is about five. That's the more truer metric to use. So when they've needed him, and even down the stretch last year, the whole reason why they were in the wild card game on the road is because Gerrit Cole couldn't get it done. It's why he didn't win the Cy Young Award last year over Robbie Ray. So I think that, yeah, it's a very fair assessment to make that there was one point, I think, in like June where he had the worst ERA on the staff, which is almost a compliment to the Yankees pitching staff. You know, they had four other guys that were really carrying the load. But yeah, I think if you're the ace, it should be an undoubted thing that you can say about a guy. And I don't think that he's pitched to that.
How about the guys behind them? Where are you at with Nestor and also Severino? And then the questions about the bullpen, too, that they're going to do this by committee.
Yeah, I think that that's been their biggest Achilles heel. You know, I think that if you look at this Yankee roster, obviously they're capable of not just getting to but winning a World Series title. But you look at that bullpen, and now the whole Aroldis Chapman saga that's been going on. That's almost a blessing in disguise, really, truly, because A, I don't think he wanted to be there, and he showed you that. B, I think if you look at his history, he's blown a lot of big games. He's blown a lot of big games. So that's almost a blessing in disguise to not have Chapman. But you're down an arm now. And they've had other injuries to the bullpen. I know Zach Britton's not coming back. But, you know, Holmes is another guy that's like, which one are we going to get? He was dominant in the first half. He was wishy-washy in the second half. So that's their that's the big question mark there. But as far as the rest of the rotation goes, Luis Severino is a guy that terrifies me. And he has since probably 2018. This is a right-hander that's got electric stuff. He lives for the big moment. I don't think he's had his breakout big Yankee moment yet. And I think that he's a guy that could end up emerging as the guy this postseason run. I think he had like 7 no-hit innings his last time out, his last start of the season. Yep. So if I was going to look at someone to kind of be the breakout Yankee star this October, Luis Severino is who I'm looking at.
Okay, I got a couple questions on this, a lot of angles. Because, I mean, this is a great series because Cleveland's hot, and they've won 26 of 30. But will a team, and will it start with Cleveland, will they pitch around Judge and say he had one of the best seasons of all time, someone else has to beat me? And oh mama, can you imagine if the Yankees lose this series? What does this mean for Judge? Where do you think he winds up?
Yeah, so I you have to pitch around Judge. And I get it. There are some teams, a lot of the teams down the end of the season that the Yankees were going up against, the Red Sox, the Rangers, the Blue Jays had something to win. Like they were vying for home field in that wild card series. So they were like, hey, we're not going to pitch to Judge. But all these other teams, like, we're out of it, so we're going to pitch to him. You'd be an idiot to pitch to Aaron Judge in this series. Like he's the one guy that you, in the entire postseason that you cannot let beat you. Yes, the Yankees have other options. Like Gleyber Torres kind of got hot there for a little bit. But this is Giancarlo Stanton has also performed very well in big spots for the Yankees. I feel like he doesn't get nearly enough credit for how good of a Yankee he's been just because he had a bad first week back in 2018. Like that's the first impression that he left. But Stanton's a guy that can beat you. But Judge, you cannot let beat you. I don't care. I don't care how loud they boo. You do not pitch to Aaron Judge in this series. But as far as where he ends up, it's going to be fascinating. And I tweeted this the other night about Judge. Once the Mets got eliminated in the wild card round, this is a team that had a 10.5 game lead, somewhere around 7 going into September. And now you're in a wild card, a 101 win team playing a wild card series, and you lose that at home. We all know how much money Steve Cohen has and how invested in the New York Mets he is. I mean, he's a billionaire who's a Mets fan. Like, that is a dangerous combination. So I think that this is a guy that I said, it depends on what does Aaron Judge want? That's the question. Does he want years or does he want to break average annual value records? Because if he wants to do that, the Mets are going to come calling. I think that teams are going to be a little weary about going 9-10 years for a guy that's 6'7". The skill is obviously there. I would be happy to give him 5 years, $250 million, if that's what it took.
Sure.
On a 5-year deal, I know I'm getting bang for my buck. And the economics of baseball these days is fascinating because I do think that there, if he wanted it, I do think that 5 years for $50 million a year is on the table. If you're going to go 9-10 years, the average annual value is going to be a much less than that. But The Mets are the Jaws theme looming in the water. So I see them. I see the Mets. The Yankees are obviously going to be a player, but how much, I'm not sure. The Giants, I think that they have money to spend. They were also in on Bryce Harper. Everyone's like, well, the Giants aren't a team that's going to spend a ton of money. They were in on Bryce Harper. I think that they'll be in on Aaron Judge. Is there a draw to going back home out west? I mean, people forget. You know, people look at Aaron Judge, they're like, yeah, he's one of us. He's from the Bronx. Aaron from the Bronx. Like, no. He's actually from California, and maybe he wants to go back there. We don't know. And then you also have the Red Sox.
Yeah,
my Red Sox might be in there because, you know, they've had a very disappointing season. The fans, they're like, hey, you guys hired this guy from Tampa Bay. We're turning into the Tampa Bay Rays. You don't spend any money. Why don't you go spend some money? And Aaron Judge would be a nice little guy to spend money on.
Could see that happen. Jared Kravis, our guest, Baseball is Dead podcast with DraftKings. So then how about the other series in the American League? And we have like 3 minutes left here, Jared. I would really like to make a case for the Mariners, but we're not getting the 2021 version of Robbie Ray. I can't trust this guy right now. How far do you think this series goes, and then who do you like?
Yeah, so the thing about Robbie Ray is he's given up a ton of home runs, and he's a lefty, and you got a lot of thump from the right-hand side in that Houston Astros. I mean, by the way, it doesn't matter. Lefty-righty, the Houston Astros, their lineup is so long and so dangerous, and it's a credit to them. I tried to throw a tweet out there the other day being like, hey, whether you love them or you hate them, you have to respect them. Obviously, the internet disagreed with that, and they still said, no, we don't have to respect these guys. The whole 2017 thing was 5 years ago. We're talking half a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stars on this team had nothing to do with it, weren't a part of the organization at the time. So that's why I was like, you know, listen, give them their flowers. Like, this is an organization that lost Gerrit Cole. They lost Carlos Correa, and they just keep chugging along. They just find Framber Valdez and all these guys. It's crazy what they're able to do. Jeremy Pena comes in and replaces Carlos Correa. They just don't miss a beat. So as far as what the Mariners can do in this series, I think that Robbie Ray is one of the X factors. It's not like he's been terrible, but the home run ball has mm-hmm. been a problem, as it has been in years past, even when he won the Cy Young. It's not like he was keeping the ball in the yard when he did that. Do they have a chance? Is this a series where we're just penciling the Astros in for the American League Championship Series again? What would that be, 6 straight years that they've gotten there? No, mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think the Mariners can hang, and it comes down to them having a significantly, I don't want to say greater bullpen, but one of the better bullpens out of the entire field in the postseason, and that cannot be discounted.
Do you have a no run in the first inning you like? Prop?
Yeah. Braves-Phillies. Braves-Phillies, yes. Nerfy. Love that. Max Fried, that's my guy. Max Fried in the postseason turns it up a notch, so I'm riding without Nerfy.
Very cool. Man, we could talk to you for 2 hours, no problem, Jared. Listen, and subscribe, download. To. What's that?
I said I would love to.
No, that'd be great. Be great. The Baseball is Dead podcast with Jared Karabas here. Make sure you go get that today and listen to it. He's unbelievable on baseball. Thanks for the time today. Good luck with your bets and enjoy the games.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
There you go. Jared Karabas with us here.
Good setup.
So
I was talking to Derek Stevens here over the week. He says the handle on the, what's it, Nerfies and
Nerfy and Yerfy.
Yeah. He said the handle's outrageous.
Yeah.
They like baseball playoffs. Yes, no run score in the first inning handle is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.
It's the goals in the first period in hockey.
The first 10 or
But this
first
is
over.
Even more instant, right?
Yes.
How people love the instant gratification.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I like,
you guys,
I also,
you guys both like
I
the
like
Braves.
The no, minus 140. Minus 140,
ooh,
no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Nerfy.
All right. In pocket plays, what we're betting coming up next. And I heard a great discussion on VSiN yesterday about which player is worth more to his team for this specific week. We'll run that down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.